You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana higher education has been hit hard budget-wise the past few years, which has caused tuition costs to soar and has strained the popular state-supported college scholarship program known as TOPS, leaving it underfunded. Yesterday was University of Louisiana System Day at the Capitol as school officials and students voiced concerns to the House Appropriations Committee. John Pierce, student body president at Northwestern State University in Natchitoches, explained the uncertainty around TOPS encourages students to look at options out of state.
As funding is dissipating for TOPS and it's just becoming a bleak reality that you have to take on more and more loans, why not go somewhere else?
As it stands now, only 70% of TOPS is set to be funded in next year's proposed budget. It would take another $81 million to make the program whole. TOPS is underfunded in the current budget as well. Some reforms are being considered to make TOPS more affordable for the state. Baton Rouge Democrat Representative Pat Smith supports requiring TOPS students to complete 30 hours per year instead of the current 12 hours per semester.
We have to begin to rethink, how do we get students on time graduated in 4 years?
Two bills this session aim to eventually raise the GPA requirement to qualify for the scholarship from a 2.5 to a 3.0. Given the popularity of the scholarship, Governor John Bel Edwards is recommending it be fully funded if more revenue is realized. Today, the Senate Education Committee will look at two other bills concerning TOPS adjustments. I'm Chuck Smith for Red River Radio News.